Weekly, we do focus on the work of area organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This morning, we welcome Dr. Rayanne Booker, Vice President of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion for Metro Health, University of Michigan Health. Where's my? I've got a little Michigan bag there to kind of support, you know, support you all. See that yellow and blue?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Make it a permanent fixture. Keep that.
Good answer. Good that you are here to have a nice discussion, Dr. Rayanne Booker. And, of course, joining the discussion, WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell, a weekly radio segment, part of the grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Dr. Booker, our special guest from Mercy, from Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, and to Shelley Irwin, and to all of our guests. That's right, Shelley, we are privileged and very proud to be administering a multi-year grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, focusing on racial equity under their umbrella of Children and Family of Color. And what we are doing is two things. We are producing programming, focusing on a myriad of issues, and also reporting through our inclusion reporter, Michelle Jokers-Polo. And we are also training currently five individual leaders of color to produce programming from their perspective, representing communities they are part of, and providing platforms so we can take that content into the community for change-based conversation. So we're very pleased that Dr. Booker joins us to educate all of us about the great things happening at Metro Health, University of Michigan Health.
Great. All right, give us your day. How do you spend it?
Wow, most of my day is spent really sitting with colleagues across different departments and different areas within the hospital, working alongside them, looking at sometimes data as it relates to the populations we're looking to serve, looking at the outcomes, health outcomes, discussing ways that we can work together across departments to help improve outcomes for groups. And so for me, those conversations are intended to help inform the ways that the Office of DEI can be helpful, but also to build ownership within those departments of what does it look like in my particular department to advance diversity, equity, and inclusion.
How are you doing?
I think we are doing really well. So I joined Metro Health 6 months ago. This is a new position, the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at Metro Health. And I feel like I along with the work, we have been received with open arms. And so there's definitely an eagerness to work together to figure out how can we better understand the differences that we bring as human beings, and then how can we leverage that understanding in a way that the differences we bring and an understanding of it enhance healthcare outcomes and don't stand as a hindrance.
Dr. Booker, I have a real quick question. People hear Metro Health and then University of Michigan Health. I pass right by one of your wonderful facilities on Lake Michigan Drive on my way into work. But for those of our listeners that aren't familiar with that, was that a merger? How long has it been Metro Health, University of Michigan Health? Can we just kind of address that?
Yeah, so we affiliated with the University of Michigan Health in 2015, and we are so excited about this new chapter, because in many ways it helps us to realize our potential, and it helps us to build upon the holistic ideas of our founding physicians. So we've always been led by, as an organization, as a healthcare system, that patients are at the center of this work. And with this affiliation with the University of Michigan Health, we'll be able to provide some of the most advanced healthcare to our local community.
Just the highest caliber of healthcare.
Yes.
But I just wanted to address that. Question, when I think of equity in healthcare, I will admit my mind goes to access. Yes. Are all of our residents, for instance, if we look at Grand Rapids, 35% people of color, are all of our residents able to access quality healthcare? And then what about health outcomes?
Yes.
And so does your work focus on the employee base within Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, or access to quality health care, or both?
So my work focuses on, yes, both. all of the above. So employees, our patient population, and also our communities. How can we work together in mutually beneficial ways to ensure that our, not just the residents out of our community, but even beyond, that we attain our highest level of health.
Now, I was reading your bio, and you focus on developing data-driven strategies for diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI. Can you talk a little bit about some of your metrics, some of the objectives in that area?
Yes. So it's really critical, I believe, in the field of DEI to be data-driven, not to be data-immobilized. And what I mean by that is sometimes we get so bogged down with the data that we don't make progress. We start and stop there. So number one, being committed to collecting the data, understanding what type of metrics do we need to look at to better understand the populations we're serving, their outcomes, our strengths and weaknesses and areas of improvement as an organization. But not stopping there. So now we have the data. We've done some of that initial homework to understand what data we should have, but responding to that data. And what I find is sometimes organizations don't take the step of identifying the critical data. If they do take that step, they don't respond to it. So now we have the data. Perhaps they're overwhelmed by what they're seeing in data across. If we're talking about equity issues as it relates to employees, data they're looking at related to the workforce diversity and how do we build the pipelines to diversify our workforce, or data we may be looking at related to health disparities, how do we address those? So sometimes they do receive that data, but they don't necessarily respond to it.
So. In the area of access to quality health care, are there any strategies that are being developed, any initiatives that Metro Health, University of Michigan Health are developing, or ones that you have in development for the future?
Mm-hmm. Certainly, there's some strategies. So, again, I'm 6 months into this work, so we are building a solid infrastructure. So one of the strategies for us, number one, is our DEI framework, ensuring within Metro Health, and hopefully we'll be a leader for this throughout our community, that there's a solid understanding of what we mean by diversity, equity, and inclusion, that there's clear language, shared language, and there's shared accountability and ownership for this work. If done well, it's embedded throughout all facets of the organization, and there's accountability for achieving the desired outcomes. Another strategy for us relates to the data. So with accountability, it's really critical in an understanding of how your organization works. How do you build this into DEI, into the accountability structure? So I'm very excited at Metro Health that one of our key performance indicators is enhancing our commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. So we'll be tracking metrics that reflect what does that look like, like for us.
You know, as a community, mm-hmm. I think it's all of our work. It's our obligation of each and every one of us to make sure that residents that are part of this community have access mm-hmm. to quality health care. What can we do of individuals as professionals? Mm-hmm. And I always like to refer to a wonderful study put out by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation in partnership with the Alterum Institute called The Business Case for Racial Equity in mm-hmm. Michigan. And unfortunately, one of the stats is sobering and unacceptable. They talk about the average child of color in Michigan is born into a path of poor health, lower educational attainment, and fewer employment opportunities, which are certainly interrelated in many respects. Mm-hmm. So, what in your professional opinion can be done to change that, to broaden the net of healthcare opportunities and access for all of our residents?
Yeah, I think certainly that there are groups, in particular historically marginalized groups, that encounter barriers when it comes to accessing quality health care. And I think that each individual and organization in our community, that we can leverage our experiences and, in many cases, our privilege to help close some of the gaps and to eliminate some of those barriers. So it's definitely unfortunate that it's clear in the data based on your zip code. There can be some really glaring differences as far as the health disparities that you might experience based on where you live. There's something wrong with that. So there's also a history behind those disparities. So how do you leverage your voice, if you're an organization, perhaps resources, to help come alongside individuals and groups that may not have those same resources so that they will have better access to the care?
Really advocating for those that are facing barriers,
yes.
using our privilege, whether in individuals, organizations, foundations, to change some of those discrepancies and barriers. One last thing we would love to ask you is anything else you'd like to share about the great work being done by Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, in the area of diversity, equity, and inclusion?
Yes. Well, I would love to share that we will be continuing really with the ideas of our founding physicians. Patients will be at the center of this work because patients are at the center of our work, that we are committed for the long haul to being able to effectively serve patients of all backgrounds, and that includes addressing inequities. And MetroHealth will be a leader in this arena. So keep an eye out for us. We want you to hold us accountable. We will have a more respectful and responsive healthcare system. And the proof of that will be in the health out, closing the gaps in some of the health outcomes across different groups.
Well, we will certainly have you back in 2020 to talk more about that. If any of our listeners have missed any part of this interview with Dr. Rayanne Booker of Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, go to the WGVU Radio news page this afternoon under Mutually Inclusive.